And the Chiefs are going to a shotgun set here on fourth down and inches. They can take the clock down now. The play clock is at 15. The game clock at 126. They can take this thing all the way down to about a minute and 12 seconds. They snap it. They're going for it. They flood it right. Caught. Tyreek Hill stays in bounds. The same play that they close the game out against New Orleans. They do it to Cleveland. And Chad Henne out of the bullpen.
Mitch Holdless, voice of the Chiefs on the Chiefs Radio Network with the call this past weekend on Z96.3 Lake, your home for the Chiefs in North Central Kansas as we get ready for the AFC title game between the Bills and the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And to join us to talk about the game and preview it and also to discuss, of course, Patrick Mahomes' injury situation is Art Haynes, who is the host pre and post and halftime, does a great job on the Chiefs Radio Network. And it's just how Art had dreamt it up. Darrell Williams and Chad Henne in the backfield on third down and 14, right, Art?
Yeah, exactly, and Chad Henne getting up to almost 18 miles an hour on his 35-year-old legs, sprinting for near first down, but close enough for him to go for it. That's exactly how we had it drawn up.
It's interesting. When Henne came into the game, my oldest son, he's a freshman, he's 14, we were watching the game together on the couch, and he didn't know much about Chad Henne, and I told him, he's got a pretty decent arm, very smart guy, played in the last game of the year, because my son didn't really watch a lot of that one. I said, but when he was younger, he had pretty good mobility. And boy, did he show that mobility on that run and the determination that allowed Andy to go for it on fourth and inches. So be honest with me, Art. Did you think, like most people, that the Chiefs were going to try to draw him offside or take a timeout, or did you think they were going to snap it on that play with Henne in the gun?
Yeah, when he was running the play clock and the game clock down, yeah, I was like everybody else. I thought this was just no play, try to draw them offside. If they don't bite, then call timeout with one on the play clock, and then you either go for it or don't. But I didn't think they'd really go ahead and run a play. But obviously that was the design all along, if the look, the matchup was what they hoped it would be. If Chad Henne didn't see what he liked, then they probably would have called timeout. But it was there, and he made the play and ran out the clock.
If you were the head coach in that situation, one, would you have gone for it? Two, what play would you have run?
I don't have access to the fertile mind and playbook of Andy Reid. That seemed like pretty good play. I mean, it was a safe call as much as a pass can be. And, you know, I admire the decision there. There's a time and place to gamble and a time and place to play it safe. But, you know, if they punt, then Cleveland, depending on where it got the ball on the punt, may have to go 80 or 85 yards. And if you fail, then they got to go 50 yards. Either way, they've got to have a touchdown, and they have no timeouts. So I think that was a great place to end the game. I mean, they were playing not to leave it to chance. You make one play, the game is over. And so they played to win, and win is what they did.
For the record, Dustin and I, we would have gone for it. We were yelling to go for it, fourth and inches, and we would have run a quarterback sneak with Chad Henne. That would have been our call. And it would have been ironic because the Chiefs don't run quarterback sneaks anymore because the injury of Patrick Mahomes in Denver. But that's why Andy's paid the big bucks. I mean, he's paid to get it right, and he got it right the other day. And Henne, of course, came through, and it was a great play call, and it worked. And if the ball's dropped or the pass is low, then Andy's getting ripped today and yesterday because the Chiefs, if they don't hold him, lose the game. Let's get to Patrick Mahomes. That's what a lot of people want to talk about, the injury situation. There is a lot of conflicting information out there, at least by some. When I saw this with the naked eye live, I immediately was like, I don't even think he hit his head on the turf. And I saw the replays, and I can't clearly tell you he had hit his head on the turf. He got up so quickly, and his teammates got him up so quickly, which I think provided the optics to make everybody, including Jim Nance, who I thought made a major mistake by saying, well, if that's not a concussion, I've never seen one. I don't think that was the place for him to say that personally. And so if they would have left him on the ground for just a little bit and he could have gathered his senses, I believe he might not have had to leave the game, might not even gone in the protocol because he could have gathered his bearings and got to the sideline. There are reports that it's a nerve injury. Others talked about getting choked out a little bit, losing airflow. What are you hearing, and what do you know about the situation with Mahomes? I mean, bottom line is he's in protocol, but Andy Reid and the Chiefs organization, as far as I've heard, and Andy's been very clear not to use the word concussion. He said protocol. He used choke after the game. He has never said the word concussion.
Yeah, I was like you, and I don't know anything more than you or anybody else does about the situation right now, but I don't think he hit his head. You know, back when I was a kid many, many years ago and used to watch some pro wrestling when I was in grade school and junior high, there was a wrestler out of St. Joe, Missouri named Sonny Myers that applied the sleeper hold.
Uh-huh.
And there is biologically, there's a nerve or an artery or something. You can put pressure on the neck and put somebody temporarily to sleep, make them unconscious. And it looks kind of like that to me, that it was more pressure to the neck and extended pressure way to the ground after the tackle really had occurred. Not that it was anything necessarily malicious, but I think it was more that than a head injury.
Yes.
And that's why Coach Reid is saying what he is about protocol but not using the word concussion. Now, the Star today had a really good rundown of a five-point protocol that players have to clear in order to be eligible to return to play. And it's logical as to how it ramps up. And I think probably, judging on the fact that he sprinted to the locker room shortly after this happened, he's passed the first one as far as any symptoms are concerned. And then you go on through the others, ramping up activity and simulating game activity and so on. I feel from afar pretty good about his chances of playing this week, but obviously the protocol is in place for a reason, and it will be followed.
Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. First of all, it takes a lot for me to be stunned or shocked. I wasn't even shocked, or honestly, I wasn't stunned or shocked when I saw what happened to the Capitol back on January the 6th. So it takes a lot. I would be stunned and shocked if Patrick Mahomes is not starting this weekend. And there's so many reasons why. One, I agree with you. I don't think he really truly had a concussion in this situation. Two, he's a gamer. He wants to compete, and he'll be out there for his teammates. Three, the National Football League doesn't want him out. Yeah. I mean, Chad Henne versus Josh Allen is just not a sexy matchup. I can give you a million reasons. I go on for an hour as to why he will play on Sunday. I hear a lot of people saying, well, he's got past this, and we don't know. Don't we know that he's going to play Sunday unless something crazy would happen? He injures himself in a practice, or there's a car accident or something. You know, knock on wood, God forbid any of that happens. But he's going to play as it is now, right?
I would say so. Now, on your last part, you know, I'm still one of these naive people that lives in an ideal world and think that the rules apply to Patrick Mahomes just the same way they would to the backup quarterback with the Jaguars. A lot of people, being more realistic, would think that, no, the league wants Patrick Mahomes to play, and the TV ratings aren't going to be as good if Chad Henne plays than Patrick Mahomes. I think it doesn't even get to that. I mean, based on what we have talked about, I think he's going to be okay. I say that optimistically as a follower of the Chiefs, but I think realistically, just based on the evidence that we've seen.
All right. This has been debated, and you know, anytime Mahomes gets banged up, the question is going to be posed, well, why do we run that play? We saw the quarterback sneak in Denver. That was a freak injury. I don't think it would ever happen to him again, but we have not seen Mahomes run a quarterback sneak since then. I think, you know, it might be in the playbook still to win a Super Bowl. Perhaps they would use it. I understand that. What I don't understand, and I do to an extent, is that, listen, Mahomes is always vulnerable. I mean, as long as he's on the field and he steps back under center, he could, you know, turn his ankle stepping on the center's foot. He can drop back to pass and get hit, you know, from from a right defensive end or on a blitz. But people are saying, why take the unnecessary chance of him taking an extra hit on an option play? And I think it is fair to point out that he ran an option, scored a touchdown to start the game, but he was healthy at that point. In the Super Bowl, he ran an option, and he scored a touchdown. The plays worked. And if he doesn't get hurt the other day, nobody's even talking a lot about the option, although there have been people that have been wondering about it. And in this game, I think it is fair to bring up that he already had a foot injury before that second time he ran the option. We also saw Mahomes against Atlanta. They had the wide receiver throwback to Mahomes, and people are wondering, why did you do that? And my point was, I think that's a play they use to show on tape to set something up later in the playoffs, perhaps, or just to see how a team's going to react to it. But yes, if Mahomes jumps up trying to catch a pass and lands awkwardly and tears his ACL, everybody's going to freak out and say that was just a dumb play call. I think it's always easy, hindsight 20/20. Had Mahomes made a great leaping catch, went in the end zone for a touchdown, a lot of people would have been okay with it. But what about the thinking of protecting Mahomes? He's got this great arm. He doesn't have to run to beat you, but he can when he needs to. But not a design run. Like, you know, if he's scrambling, he finds the room to run, and he goes for a first down, he takes a shot. I think Chiefs fans are cool with it. But a designed option a second time during the game. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, I think if you exclude anything from the playbook and the opposition knows they're not going to run this under any circumstances, then that puts them at an advantage. So, I mean, again, it's risk-reward. When on earlier in the game they ran on fourth and one, they ran a little option pitch to Darrell Williams successfully for first down. Now, that was a safe play because he took about one step and got rid of the ball. So there are degrees of risk within each type of play. But, you know, really, Wade, I'm more concerned about the foot injury than I am about the alleged concussion.
Me too.
He was hobbling badly, and not much has been said, if anything. Now everybody's attention is diverted to the concussion, neck, nerve, whatever it is. But assuming that that's okay, I'm really more concerned about his mobility and his foot and his ankle or whatever it turned out to be. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you want to protect him to an extent, but you don't want to completely limit things out of the repertoire of things that he can do.
I agree with you on both those points, and I'm glad you brought that out about the toe, because it could be a turf toe, a dislocation of the toe, partial dislocation. We haven't really officially heard, but you could tell once that happened to him that he obviously wasn't quite the same Patrick Mahomes, but he did kind of gut it out and had a scramble after that. And we did see Patrick Mahomes last year. I remember the game against Indianapolis. You know, he was bothered by that ankle injury. And against Indianapolis, he was not very mobile, and the Chiefs were held to 13 points. And the Colts had a good defense. The Bills don't have a great defense, but they did play pretty well against Baltimore this past weekend. So I agree with you. I'm more worried about that as well. So that leads us into the Bill matchup on Sunday at 5:40, which we'll have, of course, unfortunately, Art, because of NFL rules, we can't carry the Chiefs radio network. We have to go with the national broadcast, which still upsets me. But the biggest concern with the Bills coming into this game on Sunday?
Well, they've got a very good offense. I mean, Josh Allen is, he's not Patrick Mahomes, nobody is, but they're the same age, and he's an accurate passer. He's become one, wasn't so much his first couple of years, and he's very mobile, and they've got Stephon Diggs, and John Brown isn't Tyreek Hill, but he's fast, from Pittsburgh State. I think the Buffalo offense, at least the passing part of it, presents some concerns for the Chiefs. Now, famously, they only ran the ball 16 times in their win against Baltimore, I think one time in the first half. I don't think you can be that out of balance and win game in and game out unless your defense is just rock solid, which pretty much was against the Ravens. But again, the Ravens are very one-dimensional, and the Chiefs are multi-dimensional. So I don't think this is a bad matchup at all for the Chiefs, particularly if Mahomes plays.
Yeah.
Buffalo is a Hail Mary away from having a 12-game winning streak right now coming into this game. So they've played very well, and they've beaten their opponents, a lot of them, soundly, whereas the Chiefs have just been squeaking by. Now, how much of that is, a lot has been made of the Chiefs getting everybody's best shot as the defending champ, and they have, and I don't think that's a negative to consistently win close games and find a way to do it, but Buffalo has really been about the hottest team in the league over the last 2 months, so you got to give them a decent chance of coming into Arrowhead and winning. But again, if the Chiefs have Mahomes, I think they're going to figure out a way to get it done.
Well, the Chiefs have what? They're 25-1 in the last 26 games. So, you know, the odds are to go with the Chiefs to win again. Of course, some people say they're due to lose again, I guess. But one of the things that really encourages me, and I think lost from this game this past weekend, Art, and I want to see if you agree with me, is that lot of focus on Henny, and rightfully so, making a couple great plays. Andy Reid's play calling going for it, and the play call that he drew up on fourth and inches. Of course, Mahomes leaving the game and all that. But to me, and we had talked about this for weeks on our show, that the Chiefs always tend to flip a switch. They did that against a lot of teams, and even the good teams. They kind of get up a couple scores, kind of take it down a notch. But they always found a way in the final 4 minutes to close out the game for them pretty much every single time with their offense, to where the defense did not have to go out on the field knowing that if they gave up a touchdown, they lose. The offense always kept it to where they had the ball and they're up by a score. The other team never had a chance to go down and win the game at the end in all those situations. But we would talk about on our show, there's going to be a time when the defense is going to have to come up big and the offense won't be able to close it out, and the defense is going to have to stop a team that has a chance to go take the lead. And that's exactly what happened. The Browns went on that 18-play drive, and when Henny threw the pick, I thought that was ball game. And the defense stepped up and did a terrific job. And Chris Jones, I know I've been a little bit critical of him this year. I know Dusty has too. But he did show that he has another gear. I just like him to show it more often. And he was huge on that final drive. And then the tackle on Hunt on the near sideline, that's a kid that we know can break tackles. That made it 4th and 9. If he breaks a tackle, 4th and 4, they're probably going for it. Who knows what happens? I thought Tyrann Mathieu played outstanding. I know Frank Clark isn't playing as well as some people may mention, but he did, I thought, you know, contain the edge, keep things inside. I just thought the Chiefs defense really isn't getting as much credit as it should for how they played the other day against an offense that can score points and has weapons and has a really good running game.
Been many times this year that we have said on the postgame show, well, the defense won this game for the Chiefs. And I think the national narrative is that the Chiefs' defense is just pretty ordinary, and statistically it is. But you're right. I mean, all that happened afterwards with Henny and making the call and the execution on 4th and 1 doesn't happen if the defense doesn't get off the field on Cleveland's last drive. And, you know, they got one first down barely on a 4th down quarterback sneak, and then it's 4th and 8. So they about had to punt. They're on their own 33-yard line, 4th and 8. They don't punt if Patrick Mahomes is healthy.
I agree.
They would have correctly figured they're not going to get the ball back.
Right.
They logically figured they could get a stop with Chad Henne and get one more chance, but it didn't work out that way.
Maybe it was a blessing disguised from that standpoint. It sounds weird to say, but I thought the same thing. If they knew Henne was on the other side, he'd just thrown a pick. So we're going to get the ball back, and then, hey, well, you know, Chiefs ran out the clock.
Well, and here's another blessing in disguise, but it's something that the Chiefs earned by having the right to rest their starters in Week 17.
Right.
Chad Henne had a full game experience in an NFL game, whereas he hadn't played since mop-up time against the Jets back in October. So the fact that he had that recent game experience, I think, really served him and the Chiefs well when they had to have him last week. Now, who knows if he'd not played since October, but I think it's good that he has.
It is funny how we easily throw words on the games, right? Must win, meaningless game. Yeah, meaningless in the standings, but it wasn't meaningless, as you just pointed out. And Henny even talked about after the game that he thought that helped him out as well. All right, on the injury front, I know they haven't officially released anything. That'll come later this week, but it does seem promising that Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be able to go this weekend based on things that I've been hearing. Sammy Watkins, I don't know with his situation with the calf. Willie Gay missed this last game. Rashad Fenton was out. Breland, of course, had a concussion. A lot of people focused on Mahomes. They're not focused on Breland being hurt in this game as well. What do you know, what have you heard and thinking on the Chiefs in regards to their personnel, in regards on the injury front?
Yeah, concerned about Breland, although, I mean, they didn't have him the first four games of the year way back when because of the suspension, and they schemed around that. Well, Jarius Sneed has really come into his own this year, grown up as a rookie. I think they'll manage, but against a team that's so passing-oriented, you want to have your best cover corner in there. So that is of concern. But, yeah, I think Helaire almost played last week. And I think logically then, unless he had some kind of setback, he'd be able to play this week. He goes for 160 yards against Buffalo the first time they played. You know, the Chiefs were fairly well held in check through the air, but they ran for 200-plus yards. Don't know if we look for that again, but every game being different, particularly months apart. But I think it would be good if Edwards-Helaire played, obviously. That would really give a boost to the offense, even though Darrell Williams did a great job of banging up in there 6 yards of carry in the Cleveland game.
All right, so what's your prediction on this one? The Chiefs favored, I think, 2.5, 3 points. And, of course, a lot of people thinking, well, is Mahomes going to play or not? I think you and I have established he probably will. How do you think this one's going to shake out? High-scoring game, not as high-scoring as some people think, kind of like Cleveland and the Chiefs. I think a lot of people thought that would be a 40-30 type of game and ended up not materializing.
Yeah, and I think if Mahomes hadn't gotten hurt, it probably ends up about 34-20. Mm-hmm. But he did, and so 22-17, and that's a really low-scoring game for the Chiefs. I think this one about 28-20 if Mahomes plays.
Okay, now time for an off-the-wall question for you, Art. Art Haynes of the Chiefs Radio Network is with us. The last time the Buffalo Bills made it to the AFC title game, our last time, the Chiefs and the Bills, they met back in 1994. It was January 23rd, 1994. I remember this very vividly because I was high as a kite, man, in regards to the Chiefs are going to win this thing. Joe Montana beat Pittsburgh, went down, and they took care of Buddy Ryan in Houston. You go in the Buffalo and Jim Kelly, and then he gets concussed. Boom, just like that, Montana's out, and the Chiefs never did recover. They lost 30-13. Now, of course, in 2021, the Chiefs get this game at home. So the off-the-wall question for you, Art Haynes, is in 1993, or we know January 23rd, 1994, you're probably glued to, you know, watching the game, whatever the case may be. But what were you doing in your life during that time, 1993, January 1994?
We had been in St. Louis for something. My wife's sister lives in St. Louis. She would have been just out of college then. But I remember rushing back on that Sunday morning to Springfield to watch the game on TV. And, of course, it was Super Bowl or bust, as Joe Montana and anything short of a Super Bowl was going to be a failure. And then you described the events of the game, and that was a big disappointment. And then you thought, well, you know, come back, get him next year with Montana. And his career kind of ended quietly in the first round of the playoffs the following year. But I was in Springfield doing Missouri State games like I'm still doing, but was not involved with the Chiefs Network back then, just a huge fan. And I remember the disappointment of that loss.
Yeah. All right, Chiefs are going to play who in the Super Bowl?
I haven't decided yet. You know, Tampa Bay was, like a lot of people, my pick going into the season to mm-hmm. represent the NFC just because they were close before, and now they added the quarterback piece and a guy that wasn't going to throw 30 interceptions like Jameis Winston. And Tampa Bay underachieved for much of the year, but they seem now to have gotten together, and Todd Bowles and the defense were good in the first place. I was skeptical of their ability to win in New Orleans because Ronald Jones was questionable for that game. Well, he played well, and they forced 4 turnovers. So, yeah. You know, that's going to be the difference in a lot of games when your defense is able to do that. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Tampa Bay has the better personnel, but Green Bay at home has played one less game. Maybe their time, sometimes just your time to evolve into a Super Bowl team. So I'd probably lean Green Bay, but that's a close call.
I'm cheering for the Packers, but right now I think as much as I don't like Tom Brady, the Bucs will just do that to upset me, and the Bucs will win. Although in NFL history, no team has hosted the Super Bowl and been in it, and that's what Tampa Bay is trying to accomplish.
Right.
But as long as the Chiefs are in it, I'm cool, and Mahomes is
me
healthy.
Too.
That'd be all right, too. Art, thank you so much for the time, and do a great job, as you always do, coming up this weekend, and hopefully the Chiefs will be Super Bowl champs again. Thanks for the time, Art.
Hope so, Wade. Thank you. My pleasure.
Take care. Art Haynes, he is part of the Chiefs Radio Network, and we appreciate his time today on The Ticket.